Online Podcast, June 2nd, 2005. Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. Selamat datang tuan-tuan dan puan-puan. This is Online Podcast. My name is John Ong. If you're listening for the first time, welcome to my a slice of my life that I put out every once in a while. This time, longer than other. I have been pretty busy, and I will tell you a little bit more about what I have been doing for the last few days and the reason why there hasn't been a new podcast since last Friday. And I'll also talk to you about what my plan for this weekend is, hopefully. And just so you know, I'm a little tired because I've been working, and my brain isn't functioning. And this is the third recording that I've done. I did not lose the recording. I just wasn't happy with what I was saying, so I trashed them all. Right now, I'm not going to talk too much and appear crazy. Or crazier. I'm gonna go to the kitchen and actually get a drink, and then go out to the deck and chat with you there. Wow. People's choice. Cool. what I just saw. What I just saw in the kitchen was a trophy, People's Choice Champion from American Barbecue Contest something, that my coworker is took part in and won the People's Choice Award. Wow, that's really good. So anyway. So that was me getting a drink in the kitchen, and I didn't want to sound crazy, so I didn't want to talk. Now I'm outdoor. You can hear the sound that is coming from everywhere on up here on the deck at my work. Oh, sorry. You can probably hear me swallow my water. So the reason why I haven't been able to post any podcasts until now is I have two jobs. I have this job, and then I have the evening job, a part-time job. And typically I only work 2 to 3 nights during a week in the evening. So I have some time left sometimes to do a podcast, right? Here and there. But I haven't been able to do that because I have been working every single day this week. So I'm sorry that if you have been checking back or waiting for a new show and you haven't been able to get as many as you wanted or as I wanted. Then that said, I also, well, besides work, I'm also, it was a very special weekend for me. I went to... Well, I'd work on Saturday and Sunday, and Monday were two special days that I wanted to save it just for me and Bruce. Bruce and I celebrated our 7th year anniversary. It's like a full 7 year, right? So we're starting in getting into our
8th.
So on Monday, May 30th, we celebrated our 7th year anniversary. So that was really lovely. Since Monday, we both had to work on Memorial Day, and so we didn't plan on doing much. So we went out to a nice Indian lunch on Sunday, and then went to a movie. And it was a nice day with him, and I also made him a card with a collection, a collage of all special pictures that I can find of us since we met, you know, from the very beginning until now. And then on Monday, we both had to work, like I said. But after work, we are able to go to the restaurant that we try to go to every year. Every year on our anniversary, we try to go back to the restaurant that we went for our first date, which is this Vietnamese restaurant called Hiem Vuong at the Kansas City Market. Not only do we like the food there, it was also a very special place. It's not like the nice high class restaurant. It's kind of like a little hole. It has, you know, not probably the best environment. It's kind of like, it's like a kopitiam, you know, it's like a Asian type of coffee shop where it's open air and not very clean, you know, or not very clean looking at least. So we went back to that restaurant, and again, this is our 7th year anniversary. We always go back to the restaurant, and we actually sat on the same table that we sat on the first time we went there. And so those 2 days were special days, and so I didn't want to do any podcasts. I didn't want to take any time from just, you know, time for both of us. And after that, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's Thursday. And we are very busy. Well, I am very busy. We are both working, actually, but I am extremely busy because I have to work every single day this week, from 6 to 10. So pretty much coming to this job, ending at 5:30, starting the other job at 6 o'clock, ending at 10 o'clock, sometimes even later than that, 10:30 sometimes. And in fact, last night I worked until about 1 a.m., after 1 a.m. Had our dinner. Luckily, Bruce was working also, so we finished working at the same time. We both got dinner and have our dinner at 1 o'clock, 1:30 almost. So we're both pooped now, and so that's why I didn't have much time to do any podcast. So I hope you can forgive me. I hope you will come back for more. And I, you know, I tend to have that craziness that I would have like 3 or 4 shows all up at the same time, and then I won't have a show for one whole week. I know I should be doing better. I should at least spread it out, and so that you have a more consistent show, maybe every other day or something like that. But when I have enough shows, I want to get it out. And when I don't have time to do any shows, I just end up not doing anything. So that's kind of bad for me. I'll try to improve on that. And this is my 3rd recording. Just, you probably don't need to know this, and there's no need for you to know about this, but I was so tired. Well, I still am. I'm so tired that I have done 2 recordings prior to this one, and I ended up hating both of them. My first recording turned out to be too loud, and I didn't like the sound quality, so I trashed it. My second recording, I spent about 40 minutes talking, and mainly talking about, should I stop this recording now? So I would say maybe 40% of the recording was me contemplating, oh, this is so bad, should I stop it? And I finally gave up and just, you know, quit it, stop it, and trash it, because it was just bad. So hopefully this one will turn out better or okay. It's not going to be too much of a show because it's just pretty much me telling you why I have been missing in action. And that leads me to the next part where I want to thank every one of you who wrote. A girl from Singapore wrote me, and she's using this show, online podcast, as an educational reference to some classes that she's doing about podcasting. So if you're listening to this, hello. Hello, Singaporean. How are you? I enjoy listening to Singapore. There's also another Singaporean podcast. Is it called Mr. Brown's Show or something like that? It's very good also. If you haven't listened to it, maybe you should try it also. So that was a little bit of my pretend Singlish. You know, Singaporeans would laugh at me. But, you know, it's kind of like... it's kind of like Manglish also. Singlish is sort of... Singlish, for those who are... who haven't heard of that term, means Singaporean English. It's kind of like it's not quite a Creole. It's very unique. It's like a local version of English, Singaporean version of English. I think I played that clip on my previous shows about other Asian podcasts. There's also another one that I really love that I found out. It's called Dragon Radio. Dragon Radio plays a lot of Asian music. In fact, all Asian music, either Asian American or Asian music, and they are... I think his name is Tony. Tony lives in Hong Kong, and he gets a lot of connections, so he would have people buy songs from Malaysia, buy songs or find songs from Thailand, Vietnam. A very unique and very nice, good quality Asian music, and he would play that on his show. I will probably talk about that the next time I get to do a studio show, and I will play part of the songs that he played on his show. And thank you to all the Singaporean listeners, because I've seen my status on my website, and I've seen a lot of Singaporean listeners or Singaporean people downloading the shows or visiting the site. So I hope, if you haven't get in touch with me, I encourage you to send me an email. My email is online, that's ONGLINE at gmail.com. And you can send me an email, just let me know where you are, how you found the show, and where you currently are listening to the show. And also, thank you to two listeners, actually. One commented on my site from Germany, and another German listener also emailed me and asking me about some audio equipment that I'm using. Thank you to my German listeners as well. Some listeners from Netherlands, and of course, the United States. I have this, I don't know how new he is, David. If you're listening to this, you're probably working really hard right now. There's a listener of mine who's been we've been corresponding in email quite often lately. Oh, I see a squirrel on the power cable. Hopping to another power cable and traveling from, that looks like phone cable, over from one pole to the other. Oh my gosh, it must be, it's about two story high. Oh my gosh, a bird just attacked the squirrel. Oh my god, and the squirrel fell, but grabbed on the cable and then hopped on into the tree. How exciting. You can probably hear birds in the background also. It's a little muggy out here. Oh, I promised that I was going to take a picture. Oh, on my previous podcast that I've already deleted, I said that, okay, I'm at least going to post a picture to get you to my website. For those who haven't seen me, I You can go to my website, and I'm actually recording right now. So my hair looks like crap though. Hello! Okay, let's see how that picture turned out. That's not bad. Let's store it. I'm taking a picture of me again. Take another one in case that one turned out blurry. Okay, this is me, and okay, maybe I'll take a picture of the, take another picture of myself first, and then, okay, I'm gonna post all those pictures. Okay, this is me talking, so my mouth is weird. I'm gonna post all these pictures on my website. Oh, on my Flickr site. So when you go excuse me. When you go to, okay, this is, I'm gonna show you where the squirrel was attacked by the bird. Snap a picture. I'm gonna try one more. I'm sorry. I'm taking this picture so that I can post it on my website, on my Flickr site, and you can go there. Oh, my hand is shivering. Is this picture blurry? I'm gonna erase that. I'm gonna try this again. My hand is shaking. Okay, maybe it's okay. So if I take the picture right now during the show and you're listening to me taking picture of myself and the tree, let me see, you can have my eye river here. I have my eye river here. Okay, I'm gonna do this. I have my eye river, and I'm going to go being silly. Eye river and my headphones. If you can see my headphones, that white cotton ball looking thing that sticks out from my ear is one of the two microphones that I have in my ears. So I'm going to store this picture. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post all these pictures on my Flickr site. And you can go to my Flickr site simply by visiting my website at onlinepodcast.com. And then on the right-hand side, if you scroll down just a tiny bit, under the donate link, you can find, which is another thing that you can do, is to donate. You can click on the donate link and donate a buck or two for me to help me support the cost of the show, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to go into detail about it because I've said my piece and I'm done. But if you'd like to support the show, you can go there and download the show. And also find the subscribe feed. Or right now you can go there to... you can go there just to check out the pictures. And I will have this picture posted. Okay, I'm taking the picture as I'm talking, so I'm not really sure... I was paying attention. So you can go to my website, okay? Go to my website and check out those pictures. Like I said, it's on the right-hand side. Click on that picture and it will go to my Flickr. It'll bring you to my Flickr site. And on the Flickr site, you can see everything. And there's a plane flying over my head. I don't know if you can see this, though, from the camera. I'm going to take this picture of my phone. It's probably too bright. I snapped a picture of the sky. I don't know whether you can see it or not, but I'm going to store it if you can see it. Fine, if not, I won't post it. But this is kind of fun, doing like picture and podcast at the same time. But of course, only if I can do both things at the same time. I couldn't seem to talk when I'm taking pictures. So you hear the birds in the background, blah, blah, blah. Well, what's the time now? It's 3-something. So I will post the pictures. Go visit my pictures on my Flickr site. Like I said, 10,000 times already. And I want to thank, I was in the middle of thanking David from Florida, who is probably listening to this as you're working. I hope this can maybe make your job a little bit easier or go by faster. So thank you, David, for listening to the show. I mean, he doesn't only listen to the current shows. I don't know when he started listening. I think he started listening just fairly recently, probably. I don't know how he heard about my show, though. I'm not sure. Maybe through Lucky Bitch Radio? I'm not sure. Tell me, though, David. I forgot. Maybe you have. So David heard about my show, listened to my shows, not only the shows that I've already just is from my RSS feed, because I think I only have, I have only a limited shows, maybe 15 shows listed on my XML feed. So if you subscribe to the show, you probably only get 15 shows at a time if you download everything. But all the shows are still on my website. If you go to onlinepodcast.com and go through all these different months through my archive, you can still download all those shows, which is what he did. And in the very beginning, I actually used more Hokkien to do the shows because of the subject and the topic. If I'm talking to my mom, obviously that's going to be in Hokkien. So when I'm talking to my brother, it would be Hokkien. It will be in Hokkien also. Oh, nobody's going to be able to go to the Pride Parade with me because my brother's gone this Saturday, I will be, I have to find somebody to go with me, and if I'm going by myself, I probably won't go, or maybe I will, I'll just go there and do a show there. Oh yeah, so I might be able to do a recording at Kansas City Pride this Saturday, if it doesn't rain, and if I feel like doing it. It'll be nice though, since everybody else is probably going to cover the Pride Parade in their respective cities. Like I know Minneapolis is coming up, like end of the month in June, and I'm sure Wonder Wisdom is probably going to be covering that. So I might actually make an effort to go out there because I don't think I have to work. I think I don't have to work. I'm pretty sure I don't have to this Saturday. So I will probably head out there to Pride. I'm going to see if Bruce is working. If he's not working, I'm going to have him go with me and he can take pictures. So, thank you, David, again, once again. And oh, yeah, I was trying to tell you that David actually not only listened to all the XML feed shows, he also went back and listened to almost every single archive shows of mine. All of them are still online. If you want to do that, you can always go back there and listen. You know what? It would be a good idea if you don't see any of my old new shows posted. Just go back to my website and listen to one of my old shows. How about that? And let's see if there's anything else that I want to tell you. I think that's probably about it. I will wrap up the show. Thank you so much for all the listeners and those who subscribe to the show and those who are even listening to my show just off the web. I encourage you to go to use an actual podcast. What is it called? iPod or client, and actually make the step of downloading the shows a little bit easier, simpler for you. So that's it. I will talk to you another time. Hopefully the next show will be sooner, not a week from now, but I cannot promise because sometimes just life just get too busy with two jobs and everything else. Another plane just flew over. Well, not over, but over to the left side of me, if you hear. Right now, it should be on the left side, but I just turn over and look, so the sound would probably be slightly different. Okay, I think I should stop my show now before I get too long. Thank you again for listening to my show. Thank you, and please stay subscribed, and I will talk to you on my next show. And feel free to write me or call me. Write me at online@gmail.com. Call me at 206-888-JOHN and leave me a comment. And you can also just comment on my post itself on my webpage, on my podcast, on my website called Online Podcast. Gosh, not called, at onlinepodcast.com. Go to onlinepodcast.com and you'll be able to find my Flickr link on the right hand side and then see all those pictures that I'm taking as I'm doing this show. Okay, I should shut up now. Okay, thank you so much. I will talk to you another time. Bye. Take care and don't forget to smile. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Online podcast June 2nd. Oh shit.